Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things and manifest the desires of their heart into physical form. If you're ready to do that, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about believing you have to work hard to earn money. Believing you have to work hard to earn money. Yeah, no, you don't, right? So let's start here. I think it's important to acknowledge this component. You're listening to this program right now, and maybe you are doing work that you don't love. Okay. That's your present moment. Cool. Accept it. That's the way it is, right? And it's the result of previous ways you were focusing your energy that led you there. Now, in this moment, you can choose to focus your energy in a different way so that you can produce a different result. So if you are holding the belief that you have to work hard for the money, I would like to encourage you to start looking for easier ways to work. Easier ways to work that pay you well. We have this perception that hard work and money go hand in hand, but that's just not the case. There's a lot of people working really, really hard, not making a lot of money, right? And so I would like you to let go of the perspective of it needs to be difficult, it needs to be challenging. And I want you to look for ease. That in itself will shift everything for you. When you shift away or transition out of the perspective that you need to work hard, you focus your attention on looking for ease, ways to work and make lots of money, you put yourself back in the driver's seat of your life. You take control of your relationship with money and with the law of compensation. So I'd like to encourage you again, stop believing you need to work hard. If you're on a current job and you're not loving the way you're having to work, accept that that's the way that, you know, you have to do it. Shift where you can create shifts, find ways to appreciate what you already have in the present moment, and then start being open to the idea of working gets to be easy for me. Working gets to be easy for me. What ways can I bring more ease into my work? And some of you might be led to start something new, job, business. But no matter what, root into the belief that working does not have to be hard, and it's your job to focus on ease. It's your job to focus on ease. People making lots and lots and lots of money have found ease in their work. And it's a conscious choice. And it's a vibe. My spirit guides are saying, like, if we're thinking about on the planet sense, and every energy that we hold is broadcasting a frequency out to the planet and contributing to the overall frequency of the planet. If we have this idea that we have to work hard and like burn ourselves to the bone and work ourselves to the bone and burnout, I combine the two of those. If we have this perception, that's a pretty low vibrational state. It's basically saying, in order to earn money, I basically have to destroy my body and my well-being and my mind. And that's just not the case. So of course the universe would reward someone that has figured out how to create ease in their life. That raises the vibration of the planet. You feel better. You feel more alive. You have more to give. You have more energy to focus on what you're up to. So, and I'm not, if you are in a job where you do have to work really, really hard, in no way am I putting you down. But I know that if you're willing to consider the idea that it can be easier, you can start to create more ease in your life. And my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying that you wouldn't even have to change the job. You just have to change your perception. So be willing to focus on ease when you think of work. From here on out, work and easy need to be there. And the more that you can do that, the more that you will make friends with money and the more you will allow more money into your life. If you're holding the perspective that in order to make more money, you have to work harder, yeah, you're going to push it away. That's just human nature, right? All right. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. This is, again, my show on how to clear the energy of brokenness from your life as it relates to money. If you are looking for a coach, I'm an intuitive coach, a powerful intuitive coach. If you're ready to step into your power and manifest the desires of your heart, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're on my website, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free that you can use on your spiritual journey. It's quite amazing what comes up in those messages. All right. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast.